original. On a black background, a spinning compass is revealed, housed within the inner workings of a clock, the hands moving rapidly. Timeless Films is written around the circumference. A cutout design is peeled away to reveal a golden, stylized lion. China Lion, written underneath. A dial indicator swings from horrible to fantastic, then settles in the middle on tolerable. Entertainment is written underneath.
Meh.
Against a white background, a red cube bounces off the letter H to become a full stop. H Brothers appears, and then H Brothers Entertainment. Red and yellow street art letters appear as if they've been sprayed onto a black surface. HB Wink Animation, the image is erased. A fully rigged sailing ship journeys across a vast ocean. A man is writing up notes.
The day, August 17th, the year 1835. The man, me. Charles Darwin. This morning we set sail for our next grand adventure, the Galapagos, and whatever extraordinary creatures await me on these islands. There's one now! A blue-footed booby!
Blue.
Booby!
Charles Darwin glares at the Beagle's captain, who's at the wheel, as Booby flies away. The little blue-footed bird happily swoops over the sea and soars into the clouds. It emerges above a small island dotted with green vegetation that's dominated by a massive craggy mountain accessed by a meandering rock path. Booby slams straight into a cliff face that's covered in creepers and in slow motion peels away and falls beak over feet to the ground. On landing, Booby walks over to and peers inquisitively inside a giant tortoise shell.
Booby!
The emerging angry tortoise head knocks Booby flying. He lands, beak impaled in the ground. He pulls it free. He pops his head into the next giant shell. He's repeatedly head-butted into the next shell, the next and the next.
Booby!
He's launched across the island, lands on a dusty crossroad, and is immediately knocked into by a fast-spinning, furry, ring-shaped animal, a hole in its middle. Booby's wedged in the flummel's hole. A second flummel rolls over, lands dramatically on one foot.
Ed, this is embarrassing, but you have a little, yeah, right there, you got it.
Op, I know. Give me a hand.
Op grabs Booby's feet. Ed rapidly spins. Op pulls the bird free. She comforts him. Booby flies towards the trees, falls, lands on the ground unmoving.
He's fine.
Okay, come on, brother. The other flummels are waiting for us.
So we're late. What's the worst thing that could happen?
Extinct. Audio described by Tacey. Booby, now conscious, watches them go. They join a plethora of other flummels en route towards a crowded area by the beach, where the entire community of flummels are assembling and gathering flowers. A grey-furred flummel picks a purple daisy, watched by an excitable youngster. Basketfuls of flowers are tipped onto a growing pile of colourful blooms. Flummels stand one on top of the other to pluck blossoms from a tree. Other flummels use vines to knock blooms from treetops. Mally, a golden-brown flummel, addresses them all.
Listen up, flummels. The countdown to the flower festival has begun, so it's officially crunch time.
Hey, Mally, here we are, almost right on time. Now, I know we don't have a lot of flowers, but...
But the ones we got are different, dynamic, and weird.
The flowers, you, your brother, all weird. That's why no one wants you around. Weird, 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 all of it weird.
Pessimistic Ed wanders away, followed by a ebullient Op.
Well, Ed, we gave it a shot. I thought they were nice.
It's fine. I don't care what Mally thinks.
What are you talking about? You care what everybody thinks.
Not right now, because I've got a big surprise for you.
He shows her a crown made from flowers.
Ooh, a hat thing.
It's not a hat thing. It's an official headdress for my new job. When we all march up the mountain for the flower festival, I'll be in one of the most important spots. The very back. Because I've been chosen to be... the friend at the end.
But the back end.
It's a start.
No, it's the opposite. It's the finish.
Still, it's an honor.
How were you selected?
Randomly.
Well, I'm happy for you. You know what would make it even better?
Op, I love you, but this is my final chance to make a good impression with the rest of the flummels. And don't take this the wrong way, but please, just try not to ruin this for me.
What's that supposed to mean?
Whenever you help, things tend to unravel.
Me?
You.
Never.
Always.
Just give me one example.
Flashbacks accompany his words.
Waterfall fail, mango avalanche, rock in the hole, the great fire, the greater fire, mud for dinner, tree skis, the burpening, fish for hands, the ring thing, bee tornado 2, the tropical swarm, and of course, Coconut Charlie and the Jackfruit Jam Band.
So we've had our ups and downs.
Mainly downs.
But think of those sweet, sweet occasional ups. And besides, you need to stop living in the past.
She spin jumps.
And look to the future.
Op, I just wanted to say I like that spin move you do.
Oh, thanks. I call it the up pop. I can teach you if you want.
You could?
Sure, just do what I do.
She twists her body, leaps into the air, and lands on one foot. She indicates the little flummel should try. It flops onto its back, tries again, wedges itself in its mother's hole.
Bo, what have I told you about wandering off?
Not to.
Right. Especially in this direction.
She indicates the siblings. As she walks away, Bo, still in the middle of his mother, waves at them.
Could you change your fur?
Mally bangs a stick against the shell covering a large grey flummel's hole.
Hole's front, everybody. Get ready to give your undivided attention to the roundest guy around, the king ring of our hoop troop, Jepson!
Hey, thank you, Mally. Thanks a bunch. Great stuff. Hey, everybody. All right, a little story just before we begin. Last night, I was doing some thinking, I was doing some math, and I realized, hey, this is the 100th Flower Festival. Such a round number. Get it?
A gray flummel clicks his fingers.
That guy gets it. I like that guy. So anywho, I decided our theme this year, just like every other year, is flowers. Boom!
As flummels body slam each other, a smaller one falls through another's hole. A flummel uses his hole to whistle a low note.
All right, time is over.
All right! And as always, I and the grand flower flummel will lead us right to the top of the mountain to celebrate. And we'll all be there. Old flummels and young flummels. Big flummels and small flummels. Flummels who love the beach, but especially the part where the sand is a little firmer.
A leafy branch falls on Mally. Ed and Op emerge.
I told you that branch wouldn't hold us.
I don't remember you saying that.
I thought it.
Don't tell me, the weirdos.
Then, on the beach, Op and Ed half-heartedly poke grinning red crabs with sticks.
Great. We've been demoted to crab poking.
Well, hey, at least you still have your job as the buddy in the back.
Friend at the end.
And with that headdress, you're going to be asked for a lot of dances.
I couldn't. I get nervous talking to girls that aren't you. I can't even talk to Vinny since he grew his hair long. Sup? Hey, what's heck? Looking good.
Vinny walks past.
Oh, hey, look, it's Wally.
Wally?
Hey, Wally.
Really? Now?
Hey, Wally.
We have crabs to poke.
Get over here, buddy. I want to hear what's been happening.
She flower waves at the whale.
Hey, Op, I'm coming. Don't you worry. We haven't talked since yesterday, so there's a lot to catch up on.
He's coming in pretty hot. Towards the beach. All right, where all the flummels are working.
Ah, you're right. Better shoo him off a bit.
It's all just swimming. You can't call it a school and expect kids to be excited about it.
That's the same thing.
No, that was waving. This is a shooing motion.
No, it isn't.
Ed grabs flowers.
This is a shooing motion. More like this.
And we're done. Great work, everybody. And some great modeling, Kim.
A flower-shaped Jepson has been created.
Horse is having a baby.
Is a shooing motion.
That's what I'm doing.
No, that's waving.
Drinking seawater makes you go crazy, but really, what else am I supposed to drink?
Waving.
Oh, shooing.
That's so waving.
I'm shooing.
Waving.
I know blubber is just what it's called, but that doesn't make it any less hurtful.
Oncoming Wally creates a tidal wave.
Save the grand flower flummel.
Flummels hasten to the log platform supporting floral Jepson. Some become wheels, others push. But it gets washed away. Flummels are underwater. Booby and the red crabs float past, as do Jepson and Mally. Wally the whale lies on the wet sand as the water retracts, surrounded by flummels on their backs and a conch shell.
Random question. Were you guys waving or shooing?
On the beach, Flummels are recovering. Decapitated Floral Jepsum's head is more frame than flower. Ob hastily throws her flower buttons aside as Mally approaches.
Hi, I can explain.
Oh, you two really did it this time. You really did. Hey, where's your brother?
As Wally sneezes, Ed's ejected from the water spout rising from the whale's blowhole.
I really hope Jepsum didn't see that.
Jepsum!
Jepsum emerges from the sand. He gestures Mally aside and, with dignity, brushes sand from him. He opens his mouth to address the siblings. A fountain of sand cascades out. A red crab scurries away.
You know, I'm patient. Oh, yes, I am. But sometimes a leader has to lead. And that is why Op and Ed... You are forbidden from coming to the flower festival! While we go up the mountain, why don't you two take some time and think about what you did on Desolation Rock?
Desolation Rock is a tiny rock far out to sea. On the beach, another Flummel wears the Friend at the End crown.
Oh, that's why it's called that.
Let's go, everybody!
Watching the Flummels leave the beach, Ed slumps despondently.
And there goes my last chance to belong.
Listen, Ed, I know this seems bad, but we can...
Don't bother. It's fine. I'm not mad. I'm just used to it.
Surprised, Op turns to sighing Wally in the water beside their rock. He, embarrassed, reverse paddles away.
Whoopee.
Not now.
Smiling, Op takes the prophet flower in Boopy's beak and then watches as the bird flies towards the mountain's forbidden zone.
I've got an idea.
They inch their way along a narrow cliff.
Into these things. I finally understand why this is called the Forbidden. Don't go out there, it's way too dangerous zone.
Look, we destroyed all the flowers, right? So we're gonna get more flowers no one's ever seen before, and they'll have no choice but to forgive us. Now, come on, it's just a little bit further.
Whoa! She accidentally steps off the edge.
Oh no, I knew it. Now I'm scared, stuck, alone, and a little overweight.
What's wrong?
Oh, you're alive. Okay, well, yeah, just making small talk. Looks like rain. No, it doesn't.
Look at this one.
She's found rare flowers.
Whoa, I've never even seen this flower before.
I got this.
That means I get to name it.
No, I don't got this.
Opodils. No, that's stupid. Geraniums.
Magnolia. These are really nice.
He picks a flower, smells it. Op has handfuls of flowers.
You know what?
This may actually work.
For sure. This is totally gonna... Whoa.
She almost steps over the sheer cliff edge. Her picked flowers fall unheeded as, entranced, she regards a large, mysterious purple and pink flower. Ed gazes down at the flower far below.
Don't even think about it.
Ed lowers her down using a creeper.
Just a little more, Ed!
There is no more!
Okay, forget it. I think I can reach it.
This is my life.
A ship's bell causes Ed to stare out to sea. He spies the beagle.
What is that?
Unaware, Op reaches for the flower. She brushes one of three stigmas. It glows golden, and the flower's center opens.
What is that?
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yes, and it's amazing!
It is amazing! What do you think it is?
No idea! I've never seen anything like it!
You think it's some kind of new whale?
Whale? What are you talking about?
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 I'm talking about this gorgeous, glowing, swirling... Oh, okay, not good. Ed, help!
The rotating flower is pulling her in.
Whoa. Arms tired from poking crabs.
Booby sits on the creeper, end wrapped around a rock. Ed worriedly glances at the bird, its clawed blue feet, causing the creeper to split apart. Ed tries to shoo Booby away by blowing at him. The creeper breaks, Booby flies away. Ed struggles to hold on to the creeper.
Oh, boy.
Ed's pulled over the edge. He and Op fall into the glowing, swirling flower, and once inside, the petals close, the glowing stops. As the beagle sails on, the alarmed siblings travel along a slipstream of swirling colors until they bounce off rows of blue squares arranged over a curved white surface. They drop through a square, are flung across a sun-kissed sky, and then, trailing purple dust, another spinning flower spits them out into a dark room.
Oh, wow, what the wow, okay.
Ed, relax.
Think about it.
Uh-huh.
We went into a flower on Flummel Island, then we came out of a flower in this place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I don't. Do you?
No. But it's still pretty wild, though.
A woman with a hoover is silhouetted in a doorway. The terrified Flummels hide behind a red sofa. The woman switches on the living room light and enters. Then, to Ed's horror, Op suddenly swept up, and when he peers around the sofa, she's firmly attached to the brush head of the hoover. He gestures, "What's going on?" She gestures, "I have no idea." The hoover tries to pull Op further in, and it loses power. The woman peers through large glasses, her vision blurred.
Something's stuck.
Ed spins towards the hoover, headbutts the off switch. Op drops to the floor, and a ring of dust puffs out of her hole.
Where are my mid-distance bifocals?
As the Flummels escape, Ed accidentally turns the hoover back on. The woman's glasses are pulled against the brush head as she inspects it. In the kitchen, Ed causes a block of knives to topple. Falling knives land in his hole.
Nice reflexes.
They roll into another room, where a cute, fluffy white dog is asleep on a blue satin cushion. It yawns.
Aw, cute! Aw, really cute.
Waking, the red jumper-wearing dog starts barking.
Let's go.
Fleeing, they head for the dog flap. Ed makes it safely through. Op rebounds off the closing door and hits the dog, knocking it out. Night, the Flummels roll down an alleyway.
Wait a minute, stop! What is happening? How did flower picking turn into whatever this is?
Don't worry, I can fix this.
Yeah? Fix that!
They're by a busy road. Skyscrapers tower above them.
Fix it? It's amazing!
Amazing? Where are you going?
Op leaps onto the topmost of many boxes, strapped onto the back of a bike, to grab a red apple. As the bike starts, the apple falls from her grasp, hits Ed on the head. He chases the bike.
The mountain you're on is moving!
He barely misses being run over.
Ed!
From her top of the pile box, Op avidly regards modern-day Shanghai. Ed rolls along the pavement, dodging pedestrians, until a foot gets caught in his hole. He's kicked free and flies through the air, bouncing off wooden bench, litter bin, parked bicycle, red and white striped awning, air conditioning units, metal washing lines. He rolls along, strung together red Chinese lanterns, keeping pace with Op. He rolls along a moving metal girder, falls onto the neon Fuchun steamed bun sign and ricochets off other neon shop signs on its way down. He lands on Su's noodle sign and clings on until, grip loosening, he flip-flack descends and is electrified multiple times. He lands on a red and white awning. It starts to rip beneath his seat.
Seems about right.
He falls to the pavement.
Thanks for the lift! Oh, hey! Isn't this place great?
We should have never left Desolation Rock.
He leads them down a side street.
Come on! Your ideas have caused us nothing but trouble. So we're doing things my way. The Ed way.
They're scooped up by a delighted girl.
What are you? You're the cutest things I've ever seen. Do you want to come home and marry my dolly? And you could marry my cat.
Why do you get the cat? I want the cat.
The white dog advances, barking at the girl. She drops the Flummels and flees.
Ah, it's you again! Whoa. You got it all wrong. I'm here to help you guys. Sorry for being so rude back at the house. We dogs are very territorial, you know?
No, we don't know.
We don't know anything.
Oh, well, let's start with the basics then. I'm Clarence, and I'm a dog. Ruff, ruff.
Well, hi, Clarence. I'm Op, and this is Ed, and we're...
Oh, Flummels!
He races to a shop window display of ice string donuts. Clarence watches as they bump into and then slide down the donut shop window.
Guys? Wait. No, you don't understand. No, let me show you.
He goes to the shop doorway and starts to beg.
Oh, cute little doggy. Here you go.
He's thrown an ice ring donut.
Ah, he's gonna eat a bubble!
You monster! We won't let you die, brother! I'm not getting a pulse!
As Op performs CPR on the donut, red jam squirts over Ed's face.
Food! Refined sugar! Trans fats!
Op runs her finger over jam-splattered Ed and licks it.
I have to admit, we're pretty delicious.
They begin eating the donut.
Right. Yeah, I imagine you guys have a few questions.
Yeah. Like, where are we?
You should probably ask, when are we?
No, we're going to stick with where are we.
Yeah, where?
Seriously, you should ask when. Seriously.
Nope. Where?
Yeah, I'm good with where.
Ah, this will take some visual aid.
Oh,
I know just a place to get you some answers. Follow me.
He leads them to a museum.
Yeah, this way.
They break in, and Ob spies a cut-out dinosaur with speech bubble. Become a member before it's too late.
Oh, Ed, stop.
She grabs two stickers.
I don't know what these are, but I finally feel like we belong to something.
She sticks the member sticker to Ed's forehead. He casts it aside. The Flummels follow Clarence further in. The room's filled with T-Rex skeletons, a pterodactyl suspended from the ceiling, cabinets of crustaceans.
This place is kind of spooky. Makes my skin crawl. No offense.
Oh, stay with the group.
Usses!
What are we looking at here?
We found usses! Flummels!
Oh.
A display shows two Flummels on an island. One's waving. Ed's confused. Orb smiles.
And as usual, they're ignoring us.
Hey, it's Charlie! What's up?
She high-fives Charlie. His arm breaks off and he smashes to the floor, knocking into the second Flummel as he topples. It, too, smashes.
So what's going on here?
Guys, relax. They're just models. Fakes. This is the Hall of Extinct Creatures! I mean, the Hall of Extinct Creatures.
What does extinct mean?
I have no idea. I just joined.
Well, you see, it began with... Oh, you know what? I'll just let this thing do it.
He activates an information screen.
Flummels, the whole story. A ship cuts across the sea toward destinies unknown.
That's the thing I saw before we fell into the flower.
We are the Beagle of His Majesty's Royal Fleet. That's Charles Darwin, author of On the Origin of Species.
Well, not yet. Right now, I'm studying the Galapagos, where I've just discovered a previously unknown island.
Home.
Unfortunately, the island's volcano erupted before they got there.
No home!
All that was left was a single sliver of beach.
That's not even the best part of the beach!
On the island, Darwin discovered the remains of an unusual ring-shaped animal he called Flammelius hedelia, or Flummels. He theorized that the entire Flummel species was destroyed by the volcano. Flammelius hedelia was no more. Dead, gone, finished, extinct.
Extinct? Do you mean...
Ed faints into Op's arms.
Wait. All the Flummels... gone? How did this happen? It doesn't make any sense. Everyone was just fine. We were just there. Unless we weren't just there. Okay, Clarence. I'll ask.
What?
She lets go of Ed, who falls onto his front and slowly spins to a halt.
When are we?
Then they're back outside, in an alleyway.
So, we're in the future, in a place called Shanghai, and all of the other Flummels are gone?
No more Jepson?
No more Little Bo.
No more that guy whose name we don't know. Normally I'd be excited that we just rhymed.
Don't worry. Well, worry a little, but either way, stick with the dog.
Back at Clarence's home.
That's Sun, Dr. Chung's wife. Nice lady. Really knows how to scratch a tummy. Dr. Chung discovered these flowers and used them to travel through time before he got lost somehow. Somewhere. Anyway, the answer to all your problems is right through here, so come on!
Whoa. I'm not going through that thing again. What if we end up Dr. Chung'd?
Hey, you're in good hands. Okay, pause, but front pause. Get it? Thanks to me, Sun hasn't even noticed that Dr. Chung is missing.
He's created an unconvincing mock-up of Chung.
I'm convinced. Let's go!
They leap into the swirling purple time portal and are ejected through a blue square into a room containing a vast array of shelved pineapple-shaped seeds. They stare at a ginormous white mass with rows of blue squares slowly moving around it.
Welcome to the time terminal. A place neither in the past nor the future. Dr. Chung discovered that each one of these portals leads to a different time flower somewhere in history. Allow me to demonstrate. Let's try this one. Austria, 1787.
He puts a seed on a metal stand positioned over a time flower seed pod. A blue square from the terminal appears before them.
That's Mozart, the musical genius.
Now, check this out.
He throws an electric guitar through the portal.
What's he does? And now he's just showing off.
Clarence reshelves the seed.
All we have to do is find the seed that activates the Galapagos portal and you'll be on your way home.
Home to a volcanic explosion?
No, home before the volcanic explosion so we can warn everyone.
Warn them? How are the Flummels going to trust us with their lives when they don't even trust us with their flowers?
Remember when I told you to look to the future? This is that future because we're the only ones who can save the Flummels from extinction. So forget fitting in. We're going to stand out as heroes.
Okay. Okay, but if we're going to do this, we have to do it right. Let's concentrate. Take our time. Carefully consider our every move.
Absolutely. It's all about focus.
She leans on the shelf access ladder. It knocks Ed aside and multiple seeds from their stands.
Not this one or this one.
They frantically pick seeds up.
Doing it all wrong.
No, actually, I'm doing it all right.
Gallipoli, Galilee. Here it is, Galapagos, 1835.
Listen.
Ed throws his armful of seeds onto the time pod.
Well, dang.
I found it! I found the seed point!
The time terminal is spinning fast.
Maybe we're supposed to be extinct.
Not good! Not good!
Blue time portal squares lift away from the spinning terminal, causing a whirlwind in the room. Op and Ed grab the end of a fire hose and hang on for dear life. Clarence is pulled from his shelf and disappears through a random portal. Op hands onto the metal stand, fixed over the time flower seed pod. She knocks the seeds away. A shockwave of energy throws them up and over the terminal. Clarence is ejected from a time flower into a landscape of ice dunes.
Where am I? This is horrible. I gotta get out of here.
And who are you? I'm Ernest Shackleton, head of the Ernest Shackleton Expedition. Now, don't worry, you're with friends. Part of a team. Team Ernest Shackleton. Named after me, Ernest Shackleton. Good dog.
He collars and chains Clarence.
Hello, I'm Clarence. And you are?
We are only here to serve Master.
Six sled dogs sit to attention.
Okay, maybe we'll do names later.
A strange animal snuffles the Flummels. Beside it is a strange tiger-like creature.
Intruders!
Sanitize them!
She sprays them with tolerable disinfectant.
What are you two? Monsters? Space aliens? Elvis! Are you two Elvis?
We're none of those things. We're Op and Ed. We're...
They appear to be a pair of Flummels. Flammelia sedilia, to be exact. The Germans referred to them as Kugelförmige Eichhörnchen. They all went extinct in the early 19th century. My name is Dot. I'm a dodo bird. My anxious friend here is Bernie, and he's a Tasmanian tiger. And Alma is a Meridian galata.
Just Alma. It's fine.
An ebullient triceratops dinosaur with three horns, parrot-like beak, and large neck frill gallops over to them.
Who are these guys? They're new and small and new guys.
And this is Haas. He's from the Cretaceous period, so he's millions of years old. But also, he's only five.
Are these new extinctables?
What are extinctables?
We are, mate.
We'd be happy to tell you all about everything. We have a nice glossy brochure, or we could sing a song.
Brochure sounds
brochure.
Great.
Brochure.
Song it is.
A song and dance routine.
So you're wondering what it means to be an extinctable?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid the answer starts with the unthinkable.
Years ago, we almost died, but lucky for us, Dr. Chung arrived.
He brought us here where it's safe and warm and sheltered us from nature's storm.
I think she means extinction.
Probably.
Now we call this strange place home and honestly prefer not to roam.
We know staying here feels like a crime.
When we could explore any place in time.
Like 4 BC or NYC, Tokyo, Greece, or the Pyrenees.
Maybe visit Pompeii before it went to rubble.
Nope, those places aren't worth the trouble.
Well, the world's full of danger and life isn't fair, so you can kill time here. Or time will kill you out there.
There's plague and famine, germs by the pound, fires and disease, no cure to be found.
There's wars and swords and tyrants abound.
Aliens, Bigfoot, the earth isn't round.
Burn. Get crushed, blown up, or fall deathly ill.
Or stay safe here, where time stands still. For the world's full of danger, and life isn't fair. So you can kill time here, or time will kill you out there.
The bulldog rat, the Aztec cat,
giant goose, Sam the great stag moose, the large sloth beaver, the Pleistocene beaver, the Russian retriever. Guys, I wish you could have seen it, cause no matter the name, they're all out of the game. It's a Japanese sea lion crying shame. It could happen any year, in any hemisphere. If you wanna stay safe, best stay right here.
For the world's full of danger, and life isn't fair.
You can kill time here, or
time can kill you out there.
Whoa, that wasn't terrible.
You know, I feel Clarence would have really gotten a kick out of that.
Wait, Clarence?
Dottie looms over the guilty Flummels.
What did you do?
They regard fallen seeds.
It all happened so fast. The portals just went crazy and then Clarence flew away. Like dogs do.
This is a new record, Op. We've been here all of 10 minutes and everybody already hates us.
Oh, hate is a strong word.
They glare at the Flummels.
It's fine. It'll all be fine. Ed and I will get Clarence and the seed back.
I hate to break it to you, but there's no telling where or when Clarence might be.
Not to mention he may be taken by body snatchers, boogeymen, cyclopses.
Bernie, the point is Clarence could be anywhere, literally.
Well, not anywhere. Doesn't he have to be in one of those places?
She points to the fallen seeds.
Let me get this straight. You're suggesting you randomly journey to these dozens of unknown and dangerous places in hopes of stumbling across Clarence by sheer dumb luck?
Sounds like a plan to me. Let's go find that dog.
Wait, did she say dangerous? Did you say dangerous?
Dangerous is just another word for heroic.
They try the first seed.
Well, they're dead.
They emerge from a time flower into prehistoric times. A caveman's drawing on a rock wall.
Hello, sir. Have you seen a cute little doggy around here? Real fluffy, about yay high?
The man brandishes his spear. Ed backs up against a tree. The caveman throws his spear at Ed. Ob leaps in front of it. The sharpened tip passes through her hole and impales itself in the tree through Ed's hole.
Okie doke, we're done here.
They pull the spear from the tree and, with each one acting like a wheel at either end, make their way back to the time flower and the time terminal.
Rocky, you're not dead!
Pay up.
Cash is handed over.
No sign of Clarence, and we almost got killed. This is why I don't like to travel.
Come on, Ed. We've got a lot more places to check, so let's not get distracted.
She trips, a camera falls. She catches it, stares at her image on a huge monitor screen.
Hey, oh look, it's me! Hi, me! Oh, no, there's a hole right through me. Ha ha, just messing. I know that's how I look.
Wow, your sister really is...
Bound to be the eventual death of me?
I was going to say energetic.
Okay, Ed, I've got a great feeling about this next portal. Do you trust me?
No!
She drags him through the next portal. They emerge beside a red metal toolbox. A spanner lands on Ed's head. Ob glances around the American prairie, points. Ed casts the spanner aside, runs over, picks up, and then casts aside an abandoned white hat, shaped vaguely like Clarence. A low-flying biplane sweeps overhead. The downdraft casts the Flummels and spanner back through the time flower. Ob slides the spanner over to Dottie. It has O Right written on it. The seed is rehoused on its stand, Kitty Hawk, Carolina. Other time trips ensue, and they return with souvenirs. Two red and white striped lifesaver rings, named Titanic and London. Dottie houses the seed on the Atlantic Ocean 1912 stand. On another return trip, Ed has a light bulb stuck in his hole. Ob repeatedly turns it on and off. Dottie puts the seed on the Menlo Park 1879 stand. On another adventure, in a darkened room, Ob steals a young man's apple. The man sits at a computer. She drops the bitten fruit as Ed drags her away. The man picks it up and regards it. Dottie puts the seed on the Cupertino 1976 stand. Returning with a Russian doll, Ed reasons Ob must be inside and takes out each stacked inside the other doll until Ob taps him on the shoulder. On another trip, they return with Cleopatra's snake crown.
That lady really didn't like us trying on her hat.
You think?
Wow, Cleopatra's crown. History must be a non-stop adventure. What's it like out there?
It's amazing. Each place is more exciting than the last.
And more dangerous.
Listen to this one, Haas. As I've told you before, you do not want to leave here, where it's safe. And Op, he's just a kid. You should stop putting ideas in his head.
But I want ideas in my head. I'm so cooped up in here.
I know what will knock the glum right out of you. Live from inside Dr. Chung's mobile greenhouse, it's Bernie, the Down Under Wonder.
He produces two small potted time flowers.
First, I'll need a common household item.
Op gives him Cleo's crown.
I place the object between the two time flowers and utter the magic words, presto, change-o, koala dingo.
The crown disappears.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
Easy, Jumbo. It'll be back in 3, 2, 1, and...
It reappears.
How did you do that?
A magician never reveals his secrets.
The merging of two time flowers causes an extremely powerful arc that disassembles the atoms of an item, sends them into a time loop, then reassembles the item at a different point in time.
Magic!
Bernie takes a bow. Yeah. His nose touches the electrical arc and his nostrils disappear.
Thank you. What? What is it?
His nostrils reappear.
No worries.
Clarence is chained to two of Shackleton's sleeping sled dogs.
You two? Wake up?
We only wake for Master! All we do for Master!
Right, Master. Well, I think I heard Master say you two should snap my leash so I can go free.
They glance at one another.
As Master wishes!
As they pull the chain apart, Clarence dangles in the air.
Stop! The Master says stop!
They sit. Clarence spins on the taut chain until it runs out of twisted turns.
This did not go how I hoped.
The chain untwists, Clarence spins. A time flower spits the flummels out onto a great wall.
Clarence! Where are you?
I don't see him up.
Me neither.
Whoa!
But I do see a pretty good wall. On second thought, a great wall.
They duck as fireworks light up the night. Glancing to a lower level, they spy a young man lighting another one.
What are they?
They're sky flowers.
Imagine if we brought these back to the Flummels.
Hey, you're smiling. You're actually enjoying yourself.
No, I'm not. We have a lot of mess ahead of us, and you keep making the mess messier. You are a messmaker.
I know. I'm sorry. What's wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong with you. You just don't think things through. I mean, we've been lucky so far, but one of these days you're gonna get someone hurt. Me, probably.
You're right. But I'm gonna be better. From now on, we don't do anything unless we're both on board.
Mm-hmm. You promise?
I promise.
She hugs and tickles him.
Okay. I'll hold you to that. You know, this is nice. Finally, a chance to relax.
Fireworks explode around them.
Spoke too soon!
They're chased into hiding behind a box. A firework hits the back of their box and propels them into the time flower. Back in the time terminal, Dottie's placing another seed back on its stand.
It's been a while. You do think they're okay out there?
I'm sure they're fine.
Alma's painted them with R.I.P. Flummels written around their image. She turns startled as Flummels, box and fireworks explode in through the portal. Alma pushes the painting off its easel.
Barely. Those sky flowers tried to kill us.
Dottie opens the box.
These are fireworks. The Chinese invented them. They also invented the gunpowder inside them. They came from the Qianlong coronation. You must have been in China, 1736.
So, where are you two going next?
How about this one?
How about this one?
If that's the one you want, then I love it.
Thank you. Let's hope it's the right one, for the Flummel's sake. They have no idea our entire species is doomed.
Ah! We're doomed! We've lost our DJ! Where's Vinny?
Hey, dudes. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, crisis averted.
DJ Vinny plays inside the cave where the Flummel party's in progress. Op and Ed fly out of the portal Clarence emerged from and bump up against a locked box. The Ernest Shackleton Expedition 1915.
My face.
They spy chained Clarence shivering on the snow.
Clarence!
Shh!
Clarence!
I can't believe you guys found me. You're better explorers than this Shackleton guy.
Ernest Shackleton. A
hug. Oh, you'll be happy to know I kept this safe.
There, Seed.
There's just one small problem.
A thick chain around his neck is fastened into the ground.
I see.
I have a plan.
Up has a plan.
Good. What's the plan?
Yeah, what's the plan?
She's rolling away.
And she's gone.
Did she just abandon us?
No. She wouldn't abandon us. We just talked about this, and Up just promised me that she wouldn't do this kind of thing anymore, so no. She'll be back. She's probably just gonna... just. Okay, she might have abandoned us.
Ed tries breaking the chain with a rock.
Up runs off, and I'm left pounding a rock. Oh, I should have known!
A pink frisbee lands at Ed's feet.
What's this doing here?
The sled dogs wake and growl as Hoss gallops towards them.
Oh, no.
To the rescue!
He's coming for the toy!
Clarence throws the frisbee. Hoss leaps up, trying to catch it. The sled dogs scatter as Hoss drops towards the ground. They hide inside a tent. Hoss drops the frisbee. Op is stood on his head between two of his three head horns.
Everything's cold. This is fun!
Op! What are you doing?
Hoss, see that shiny necklace on Clarence? Fight!
His massive teeth easily break the chain, angering the sled dogs.
You broke Master's chain! No one betrays Master!
Oh! This isn't fun anymore!
We gotta run!
Let's go, Hoss!
Using the chain, Hoss flips Ed and Clarence onto his back. Clarence bounces towards Hoss's tail. The seed flies free.
No! The seed!
The seed bounces away past the pursuing dogs.
We can't get home without that seed. Hoss, circle back around.
No, that's too dangerous.
I'm scared.
Turn around, Hoss, now.
Clarence swings out to the side. Ops flung off Hoss's back. She clings on to the end of Clarence's chain and scoops up the seed.
Back into the time flower, Hoss, and step on it.
As Hoss eagerly complies, a single dog is snapping at his feet.
Oh! Almost there!
They fast approach the time flower. As Hoss leaps into it, the dog bites his leg. They all fall through the glowing flower. In the time terminal, Bernie and Alma are sat either side of a chessboard.
Do you know how to play this game?
We're playing a game?
Hey, have you guys seen Hoss?
Clarence is first back through the portal.
It's Clarence!
Clarence! You may want to move!
Hoss leaps through the portal, the sled dog still biting his leg. Ed is thrown towards the others. The sled dog continues to painfully gnaw at Hoss's leg till the Triceratops shakes him off. The dog flies back through a portal.
What is this? Nine!
The others race to tend Hoss.
Okay, we got Clarence. We got the seed. We... Oh, no. Are you okay, Hoss?
No, he's not okay. You almost got him extinct. Not to mention the rest of us.
But I didn't think...
That's right. You didn't think. And you didn't listen. Even though you looked me in the eye and promised me that you wouldn't do anything unless we were both on board.
The others stare reproachfully at Op.
All this time I thought I never fit in with the Flummels because there was something wrong with me. But now it's clear. It's you.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that my life would be better off without you!
He walks angrily away from shocked Op. The others stare at her, and then join Ed. Clarence alone stands by Op.
Hey, you'll be okay. I'm sure he just needs some time to cool off.
She starts packing a suitcase.
What are you doing?
Ed's right. I am the problem. And he is better off without me. All of you are. But there's one thing I can still do. I'm going back to warn the Flummels.
Oh, whoa. I'm not sure you should go without Ed.
I just end up causing him more trouble, and I've cost him enough trouble already. If I can pull this off, then Ed will have a community to go home to. And if I fail, well, at least I can't hurt him again. The seed, if you please.
Clarence reluctantly hands it over. She places it on the stand above the time flower seed pod and drags her pull-along luggage towards the opening portal. She struggles to pull the suitcase through the portal, but emerges and finally succeeds.
Come on!
This is not good.
Back in her own time, she enters the Flummel's party cave. Crystals hang like chandeliers from the ceiling. Mally is dancing with Jepson.
You know you're also a great leader on the dance floor.
Thanks, Mally. You've said that about 5 times already.
What is she doing here?
Oak stands on a high ledge.
Hello, little reminder, this is the Flower Festival. Second reminder, you've been banned from the Flower Festival.
I don't have time for the whole story, but I need everyone's attention!
She picks up and blows a conch, gaining everyone's attention and annoying the shell's inhabitant.
Hey, do you mind? I am trying to get my kids to sleep in here. Oh, now I'm up all night. Thanks.
I just returned from the future, and I learned that in the past, and by the past I mean now, our entire species is about to stop existing. So, if we're going to live to see the future, we have to do something now. Which is in the past.
A Flummel clicks his fingers as he listens.
I'm sorry, what?
We're all about to go extinct. That means die!
Easy, it's all right. Everyone, I promise you. Op, you're being ridiculous. That's why I made this face, because you're ridiculous.
I'm telling you, it's true. I swear on this conch.
No, don't drag me into this.
Look, here's proof I was in the future.
She pulls a mobile phone from the suitcase. It cannot find a signal. She goes outside, holds it up, turns it this way and that. Booby flies past and snatches it.
Booby! Hey, what about this?
A wind-up robot toy.
Friend.
It repeatedly bumps into Jepson until Mally smashes it with a rock. Op bites into an ice ring donut. Jam explodes out, splatters 5 nearby horrified Flummels.
Why did I think this would work?
In the time terminal, Dottie joins Ed, who's sitting on a swing attached to a lopsided Roman arch.
Wow. You really let her have it. Remind me to never get on your bad side. But don't you think you were maybe a little bit hard on her? She is your sister, after all.
No. It's been like this our whole lives. Maybe I shouldn't have said it out loud, but it's true. My life would be much better without her.
Oh, Ed, don't say that.
She walks him over to the camera and monitor screen.
This is a place of withouts. We all live here without our families, without friends. Sometimes, I think, without really living at all. But I can tell you this. Life is really tough when you're all by yourself.
She plays Op's accidentally made recording.
I know that's how I look. Hey, Ed! Ed, are you seeing this?
Ed imagines the past events without Op beside him. There's no one to pull Booby from his hole when the bird gets stuck.
Can someone give me a hand with this? Anyone?
Booby!
Hey, check it out. I'm the friend at the end.
Hey, I don't care.
There's no one to admire Ed's friend at the end crown. He's ignored by Wally the Whale.
Oh. Wally! Wally! Hey, Wally! Get over here, buddy! Wally! Where are you going?
He walks into the sea and sinks below dark water. He sits alone when banished to Desolation Rock.
Ed? 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 You okay?
I have to talk to Op.
Op? Op! Op! Op!
Hey, Ed, check this out. You want to sign my cast?
The others have.
I wanted to ask Op if she'd sign it too, but she left in kind of a hurry.
She left? Left where?
I think she said something about going home.
Going home?
He leaps through the still open portal. Op is demonstrating a paddle ball game. The ball gets stuck in her hole, and the attached by elastic bat repeatedly hits her.
Okay, very interesting presentation.
Oof.
Gave us a lot to think about, but let's be honest. Truthful, real truthful. You never went to the future.
Yes, she did.
Huh?
And I can attest to it.
Clarence is at the entrance to the game.
What is that thing?
I don't know, but sick do.
The name is Clarence. I'm a dog. Part poodle, part... Well, it's hard to know. My mother was very social.
You came! You've got to tell the Flummels they're in trouble.
Oh, they most certainly are in trouble. From me.
She follows the duplicitous dog out.
Hey, wait! Where are you going?
He's attached dynamite to the cave's entrance. With an evil grin, he depresses the blasting detonator lever. The rocks around the entrance explode and block it. Op runs to safety.
Okay, so she might have been telling the truth.
Op rolls into a tree trunk and rubs her bumped head. Clarence traps her using a D-ring lock through her hole and around the trunk, fastening it with a combination lock.
Hiya!
Why did you do that? And why did you do this?
Because I hate you. I hate all Flammels. Hate. Flammels ruined my life.
Flashback.
I was a puppy once, adorable and spunky, just waiting for a family to take me home. But unfortunately, I lived in a world of Flummels. And Flummels were the most popular pet in the world. Everyone wanted those stupid roundos. Oh, they're cute. I can see through you. I get it. Nobody wanted a dog with a stomach.
Clarence lies desolate on his pet shop bed.
But then, one day, my luck changed.
He's perfect. I'll take him.
I couldn't believe it. This man wanted me, and he even loved me enough to give me a name.
You're coming home with me, Clarence.
On his cage, the E of clearance has been ripped away.
I was expecting a warm bed and a fresh pile of newspapers.
Sit.
But instead, I got something better.
Good boy.
It was then that I realized I was more than just a pet. I was a part of science.
Clarence sits in a remote-controlled toy truck. Dr. Chung activates the time portal, sends Clarence through. On Chung's tablet is a clip from 1932, image of Babe Ruth, call shot.
It's the top of the fifth inning as the Bambino steps to the plate. He's calling a home run shot. He's pointing to a dog on a tiny little car. Oh, doctor, I don't believe it.
Clarence returns.
It works!
Now, let's go together.
I love that man. I finally felt I belonged somewhere, right by his side, adventuring through time and history together.
They're depicted in historical events. Benjamin Franklin's kite experiment, ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics, a painting by a famous artist, members of China's terracotta army, the Flummels Island.
But then, one day, we traveled to 1835, to this island. And there, we found a bunch of you stupid napkin rings.
Dr. Chung takes notes. The Flummels observe Charles Darwin's arrival on the Beagle.
Dr. Chung told me this was when Darwin first discovered Flummels and introduced them to the rest of the world.
Oh my goodness, look at you. Isn't she cute, Clarence?
He loved them. He was going to love Flummels more than me. And then it hit me. I didn't have to accept the course of history. I could change it.
I think we're all set. Ready for our next adventure, Clarence?
Remotely activating the toy truck, Clarence maliciously pushes Dr. Chung through a portal.
Yeah, that's right. I turned on my master. I'm a bad guy. That's what we do.
He cuts the seed in two.
I pushed him through a portal and made sure he could never come back.
He watches the portal disintegrate.
After that, there was nothing stopping me from coming back here and destroying your entire species. It wasn't a volcano. It was me.
Mass explosive device activated. Now back to some smooth jazz.
A bomb drone hovers above the island. Clarence dives off the mountain's forbidden zone and into the time flower.
It was a quick trip, but I got a lot done that day.
On his return, he trots into the museum's Hall of Extinct Creatures, regards a stopwatch.
3, 2, 1, 0 Flummels!
The Flummels display appears before him.
Mission accomplished. And it was all a done deal until you two hula hoops showed up. But it's all about to be fixed, because your brother is back with the other cowards who never leave their precious little time terminal. And you're not getting off this island alive.
Flummel extinction in 30 minutes.
30 minutes? That's more time than I thought. I mean, it's not a lot of time, but...
Yeah, I meant to only set it for 3 of these stupid, clumsy paws. You know what? It don't matter. You've got a front row seat to your species and your own extinction. Ta-ta!
He trots away. Op struggles in vain to free herself. Back in the time terminal, Hoss chuckles over a recording of Op dancing.
She's too funny to stay mad at. Look! Look! I found Dr. Chung!
Huh?
What?
They race over to watch.
I just returned with the last Tasmanian tiger on Earth.
Well, it scratched me up pretty good.
They glare at Bernie.
What? I don't get into cars with strangers.
And we're recording. Adventure log, June 20th.
That's the day he went missing.
Today I'm visiting one of my heroes, the great explorer, Zheng He. He created one of the first nautical maps ever. Who knows, maybe I'll even get to see him drawing it up. Now, off to 1417!
1417, okay. He said 1417, we know where he went now.
Ready for our next adventure, Clarence? Clarence?
The recording shows Clarence's despicable act.
Clarence did that? What kind of conspiracy nut am I if I didn't see that coming?
But we could still save Dr. Chung if we just use whatever seed...
The recording shows Clarence cutting the seed in two.
Or not.
I can't believe we finally know where Dr. Chung is and there's no way to bring him back.
Unless... Aha!
Using the ladder, Dottie searches the shelves of seeds.
1418!
No, Dr. Chung said he was going to 1417. Remember?
Yes, to visit Zheng He, which means he probably joined his expedition to Malacca, 1418, where there's another time flower.
She puts the seed on the stand over the time flower seed pod.
We just need some sort of beacon to lead him to it. Sure, but what?
Hoss plays music on a portable audio machine.
Perfect.
We should also give him the brochure.
Still trapped, Op scratches We Were Flummels on a rock. Her attention is piqued by something rapidly traversing the winding mountain road towards her, leaving a trail of dust behind it.
Ed?
Op, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean...
Flummel extinction in 15 minutes.
Huh? Wait, what's that thing?
He points at the drone, notes Op's been trapped.
What's going on?
A volcano didn't make us extinct. Clarence did, with that bomb. And now he's trapped the others in the cave, and he trapped me against this tree, and... Well, it's all over.
No, it's not over, because we both didn't agree that it is. I was so wrong to say what I said. And I want you to know that I didn't mean it. All you've ever done is support me. And my life would be nothing without you.
What are you talking about? I can't do anything right. You know it, I know it, the rest of the Flummels certainly know it, and...
Who cares what the Flummels think? I'm serious! I spent so long worried about fitting in with all the other Flummels that I never even noticed this is where I fit in best. Right here with you.
Come on, I screw up all the time.
But if it weren't for your screw-ups, then we would have never even fallen through that flower. And thanks to you... We have a chance to rescue our species from extinction.
So, what now?
I'll tell you what now. We're gonna save the Flummels, because they'd do the same thing for us if it were the other way around. Probably.
Op smiles, hopefully. She picks up her piece of rock and changes We Were Flummels to We Are Flummels.
You think you can get me out of this thing?
No problem. There's only a million combinations here. Nope. Nope. Nope.
When Ed turns the combination lock, a clicking sound is heard. A red crab clicks its claws back at him. Op picks the crab up, shakes him, and the clicking attracts a multitude of red crabs. They set to work on the many combinations until the lock springs open.
Thanks, guys. Next time I poke you, it's gonna be a lot softer.
Come on, Op. We're not gonna let that adorable maniac get away with this.
Clarence arrives back at the time terminal.
Hello? Yoo-hoo!
He's about to cut the Flummel Island seed in half with a sword when he notices the dog's man's best friend calendar picture on a nearby table change to Flummel's man's best friend.
What the...
Oh, no, it can't be!
Boxed doggy dry food changes to Flummel food. In a photo, Dr. Chung and his wife now hold a Flummel.
Why won't these Flummels just die? Looks like I may need some help. Big help.
Op and Ed are trying to clear the blocked cave entrance.
How much time before the bomb goes off?
Flimmel extinction in 9 minutes.
I know it wants to kill us, but you have to admit, it is helpful.
Don't worry. You'll be long gone by then.
What are you gonna do, Fuzzball? There's only one you and two us's.
Funny you should mention that.
He rides on the upturned palm of a giant cyclops.
What is that?
Meet my cyclops. And in case you were wondering if ancient Greek monsters are real, they were. Okay, Greg, you know what to do.
Greg the Cyclops snatches up the flummels, dangles them over his mouth. Then Greg's distracted. Dr. Chung's mobile greenhouse, housed inside an ice cream van that has a large ice cream cone on its roof, is traveling up the winding mountain road towards them. It slams into the Cyclops' legs. He drops the flummels, falls against the rocks blocking the cave entrance. Clarence is thrown over the rock fall.
Extinctables! Ready for action!
Bernie!
Hoss!
Helma!
And Dottie! I just drove for the first time, and so far I've only hit one pedestrian. Guys!
You left the terminal!
The best decision I've made in a long time.
Run!
Or the worst decision. Everybody, back in the truck!
I told you they were cyclopses!
Greg grabs the rooftop ice cream cone and hangs onto it as Dottie backs the van away.
He's following us!
They drive in circles. Dottie activates the windscreen wipers and sprays Greg in the face with windscreen wash. The enraged Cyclops tips the van onto its side, lifts and shakes it, till the extinctables and flummels fall out of the back. As they back away, Greg hoists the van over his head. He throws it over the edge of the mountain instead of flattening them. They all stare over the edge at the plummeting van.
Crikey, that one eye makes for pretty poor depth perception. He couldn't hit the broadside of a hoss. No offense, hoss.
None taken.
You're right. Follow my lead.
Hey, Cyclops. Bet you can't hit me. Bet you can't hit me.
Need a target? 100 points if you get it through the bullseye.
Hey, put some sauce on that meatball.
Come here. I'm talking to you, Cyclops.
Hey. Noodle arms. Noodly, noodly.
To Clarence's dismay, Greg picks rocks from the entrance to throw at the taunting creatures. The rock Clarence is perched on starts to drop as the pile diminishes.
It's working!
Hoss sticks out his tongue. Alma bugles her trunk. Bernie waggles his tongue. It gives Greg a headache.
Stop! You one-eyed idiot!
The rocks blocking the cave slide away, burying Greg.
You all!
Clarence is thrown over the edge of the mountain.
He is a very, very, very ugly wet-looking dog.
Jepson emerges from the cave, shading his eyes from the sun. He hops over the remaining rock pile. Other flummels start to appear.
So, I spent a lot of my cave time thinking about you two and what I would do if we ever got out of there alive. I settled on this.
He sweeps up and Ed into a huge hug. The siblings' faces are framed in Jepson's home.
You think maybe we could do this later? The whole island is about to blow up!
Correct. Flummel extinction in 7 minutes.
The bomb drone hovers above them.
What do we do, Jepson?
The only thing we can do. We ask Op and Ed, and then we do whatever they say.
Ed, what do you think?
Ed and Op roll to the cliff edge and stare out at the beagle on the horizon.
The ship! That's Charles Darwin! The man from the museum movie!
If we make it to the beach, he might be able to save us.
Movie?
Man?
Save? Wait, I know what that means. And it's good! Yay! But what are those?
Finger-clicking Flummel points.
Jepson, meet the Extinctables.
Welcome. Is something wrong with them? They don't have any holes.
A football bounces rapidly down the winding mountain road, with Hoss excitedly chasing after it. There's a rope tied around Hoss's nose horn. He reads aloud what's written on the ball.
Stay, Hoss. Sit.
He obediently sits. The rope leads back up the mountain and is threaded through every flummel's hole, bar Op and Ed's. Jepson's at the head of the line. Ed is positioning fireworks.
Jepson, you get everyone to the beach. We'll meet you down there after we get this Darwin guy's attention with the skyflowers.
Skyflowers?
Hit it, Bernie!
Bernie pulls his end of the rope that's lashed around a rock. As the rope tightens, the flummels are hoisted into the air. Hoss pulls his end tighter.
All right, go, go, go!
Gesturing with fireworks, Op and Ed signal Jepson should start the slide down.
But these flummels haven't
haven't been sanitized.
No time, just go.
This is my nightmare.
Alma slides down the zip line.
Wait. I just want to say thanks for everything and try not to fall to your death.
Of course not. What do you think I am? A dodo?
Dottie, then Bernie descend. Flummels and Extinctibles slide towards the beach. Little Bo excited, the others finding it rather scary. Hoss pulls the rope tighter to make them slide faster. Off and Ed strike matches, ready to light their fireworks. The Flummels pile up against Hoss's horn before dropping to the ground, joining the Extinctibles. Then, Jepsum and Mally stare in amazement as Op's firework, Sky Flowers, burst into glorious display.
Because they look like flowers in the sky. Hey, tell whoever came up with that name. Great job.
The fireworks attract Charles Darwin's attention.
What in blazes?
He turns his telescope towards the island and spies all those gathered on the beach.
My goodness, so many magnificent creatures. Can we go?
Please, 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 please.
Fine, but this is the last island.
Yippee!
The beagle turns towards the island.
He sees us! Up and Ed did it!
Whoa, that felt weird to say.
As Mally and the others watch, a firework hits the beagle and sets a topsail on fire.
Ah, now that's the Up and Ed I know.
The siblings gaze at the ship through binoculars.
Oops.
Yeah, who'd have thought our aim would be too good?
Angry Greg the Cyclops bursts up from under the fallen rocks. He snatches Up and Ed up in his huge hand and holds them up to his face.
You don't want to eat us. Just eat me. Let Ed live.
He pops them both into his mouth.
That's what you said out there. You know, outside of the mouth.
I meant it. I hope he swallows me first, just so you can live a little longer.
I hope he swallows me first. I don't want to see you swallowed.
Ed!
He cries, spits them out onto his hand.
We're alive! And smell like Cyclops breath.
Behind that big eye is an even bigger heart.
Greg smiles.
And by the way, you have a cavity.
Op, I don't think that ship is going to get here in time to save us.
I've got an idea.
I knew you would.
Greg scales the cliff face of the Forbidden Zone.
So the Cyclops will throw us to the Time Flower, we'll take it to the beach, and we'll take everyone through it before the bomb goes off.
Right. Great, repeating the plan, Ed.
Greg runs out of ledge and cannot continue.
Hey, you can do it, big guy. We believe in you.
They hop onto his palm and give him the thumbs up. Greg prepares to throw them towards the Time Flower.
Maybe try throwing underhand.
Greg changes his throwing angle, and the Flummels are cast far along the cliff face. They land on a narrow ledge, bounce roll towards the edge, grab a creeper, and swing out into the air. The creeper snaps, and they land just in front of the Time Flower.
Nice aim, Greg! You're a natural!
Booby lands on Greg. He throws the bird into the air, head tip back, mouth open. Booby flies away. Greg happily chews on an imaginary treat. Darwin peers at the island through a telescope.
Most remarkable.
He keenly observes the waving Flummels.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say these creatures are trying to communicate with us.
Perhaps they're adapting to the changes around them in order to survive. Almost as if they're, I don't know, evolving or something.
That's rubbish.
Darwin makes a note.
Evolving.
This way!
Op and Ed carry the uprooted Time Flower down the mountain. Sitting on the drone, Clarence appears before them.
Drop it, Fruit Loop! This island's about to blow, and there's only going to be one survivor, and that's me. So hand over that Time Flower!
Ed hand gestures, spin jump at Op.
I said, hand it over!
Clarence sweeps in.
Hop, hop!
They leap over him and run.
Son of a...
Nice up, Pop.
I learned from the best.
Get back here!
As they flee along a narrow ravine, they throw the Time Flower to each other as they run either side of bushes growing down the middle. Clarence zigzag pursues them, swoops down. Ed stands on top of Op as she rolls them along another narrow ravine. They're going towards a field of cactus with super sharp needles. Op expertly swerves onto a side path as Clarence is flung from the drone straight into the dagger sharp prickly plants. He lands on a small, dead tree. It topples over. He's flung into the waiting cactus.
Up, look! It's the beach!
They suddenly stop before a treacherous cliff edge.
Dang, I always forget about this cliff.
End of the line, Zeros. I'll hand over that flower.
I'm out of ideas.
Ed spies Dr. Chung's converted ice cream van below.
I might have one. It's kind of an op idea.
He drags his sister over the edge. As they fall, they bounce off thick creepers and the rocks. Ed lands easily, whilst Op belly flop lands like a squashed ring donut.
Are you crazy? You almost got us killed, Ed!
Whoa. Is this how I make you feel all the time?
Pretty much.
I am so sorry.
Forget it. Now, time flowers.
Time flowers. How many times did you hit your head on the way down?
5 or 6. Aha!
Ed searches inside the wrecked vehicle, emerges brandishing the 2 potted time flowers to bemused Op.
Okay, great. Now we have 3 time flowers. What good does...
Bernie's trick!
Yoo-hoo! Mammal extinction in 2 minutes.
Would you shut up?
Shutting up initiated. Shutting up in 4 minutes.
On the beach.
They're not gonna make it.
Neither are we.
Alma stares sadly at the beagle. Little Bo clings to his mother. The red crabs chatter their teeth and claws with fright. Dottie stares at the mountain.
Okay, Ed, try something else. Something other than lighting a boat on fire.
Op plants their island time flower.
Do you think this will work?
I have no idea.
They each hold a potted time flower, stand either side of their planted island time flower. The resulting electrical arc lightning forks over it.
No! Stop!
Flummel extinction in 30 seconds.
I got to get this bomb away from me!
Clarence is thrown off the drone onto a narrow ledge.
No! Go up! Up!
The drone scoops him up. He drops its remote control.
Presto!
Change-o!
Koala Tingo!
A whirlwind of lightning spirals from the time flowers. Tendrils of magical blue energy snake across the beach towards the flummels staring out to sea. The jumper holding Clarence to the drone unravels. He's hanging by a thread.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Clarence cringes, anticipating the explosion. It doesn't happen. Booby lands on top of the drone. A massive explosion causes Darwin and the Beagle's captain to be thrown off their feet. They clamber upright, stand to shocked attention. The island's disappeared.
King's casserole!
Majesty's meatloaf!
The Beagle's captain downs grog. Darwin tips the contents of his hip flask out. Then, an ocean liner is cruising the deep blue sea. Its captain stares out at the uninterrupted vista.
You know, nearly 200 years ago, my great-great-grandfather sailed here with the one and only Charles Darwin. He claimed that there was an island here that exploded and completely vanished.
Yeah, I think I had a relative that did something like that too.
An explosion knocks the captain and Darwin's descendants off their feet as Flummel Island reappears.
King's casserole!
Majesty's meatloaf!
Darwin's descendant downs grog. The ship's captain tips the contents of his hip flask away.
We're alive! Oh, or at least I'm alive. Ed! You alive?
He gives a thumbs up.
I think so. What about everyone else?
Ed?
Dottie?
Ed! Ed!
Dottie! Oh, boss! And everybody! You're alive! You're all alive!
Everyone congratulates the siblings. Mally hugs finger-clicking Flummel.
We're saved!
Yes, thanks to Op and Ed, we are de-extincted!
I assume that's a word.
Dottie slides off Hoss's head and approaches Ed.
So, were you worried about me?
Maybe just a little.
They stare dreamily at one another, and then fall, kissing passionately to the ground, shocking everyone. Bo's mother covers the little Flummel's eyes.
Hey, I'm uncomfortable.
You didn't.
What exactly did you do?
Bernie's trick. On a grand scale. We used every time flower we could find to make the whole island disappear before the bomb went off.
What trick? I was right about the flowers and the Cyclops. What else am I right about? Oh, this is terrifying.
This isn't over.
Clarence knocks Booby off the rock he was sitting on and jumps over it, stalks menacingly towards the others.
I'll just get back in that flower, and I'll keep trying again and again until you're all extinct.
Sit.
Sitting.
Dr. Chung strides towards them, holding the portable audio machine.
It worked. Dr. Chung made it back.
You've been a very bad dog, Clarence.
Oh, I haven't started.
Lay down!
When I'm done...
Beg!
You'll feel the wrath of my...
Play dead.
Cursed by obedience.
Familia Sedelia! as adorable as ever. And my extinctables? Oh, it's so good to see you, and you, and you, and... You?
Greg the Cyclops smiles and waves. They all turn towards the liner as it sounds its horn. Dottie joins Ed and Op as they stare at the ship.
When are we?
I think you should be asking, when are... No, wait, you got it.
A TV news program.
Today we celebrate the one-year anniversary of the greatest discovery of the 21st century. A species once thought extinct. Flummels. Yes, huggable, lovable, adorable flummels. Brought to us by famed botanical astrophysicist Dr. Lee Chung.
His wife cuddles up to him on their sofa.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, Lee. And you've been so much more talkative since your discovery.
Clarence's mock-up of Chung is in the bin. Sat beside them, Greg shushes their chattering. Op rolls into the room and halts with her famous up-pop jump. She leaps onto Greg's outstretched palm. He holds her over the time flower. She emerges on Flummel Island.
And she's back. How you been, sis?
He wears a floral crown.
Hey, look at you. Friend at the end again, eh?
Nope. Hello at the front.
Aw, and all without my help.
You and Dr. Chung visit any cool places lately?
You bet we have. It's been one amazing adventure after another.
What did you guys end up doing with Clarence?
Oh, he's cool enough.
In the Antarctic.
No dog should have a master. So, on the count of three, I say we tie up Shackleton, take his ship, and head somewhere warm, like Cabo!
Okay, we can change it up. Fiji, San Diego, Rome, Paris, they let dogs in a restaurant there!
Bring in the horse!
Bo and Hoss play hide-and-seek.
Great job, everyone. And thanks for helping out, pals.
The red crabs carry flower baskets.
Hey, Op and Ed. Well, how do you like this year's two flower floats?
Great.
I look a little chunky.
I'm sorry your teeth are yellow. We ran out of white flowers.
Alma's eaten them.
Hey, Ed. I have a little surprise for you. Come with me.
Oh, yeah, I love surprises. Except I just remembered that I don't. So tell me what it is so I'm not too surprised.
It's a blue egg with a hole in the middle.
What? Huh. Oh, God.
He faints away. Op comforts him.
Don't worry, Ed. I'm sure you have plenty of time to prepare for...
As the egg starts to crack, the screen goes to black. Accompanying the cast names are clips of the characters they voiced. Extinct, the end. Further action follows the credits. Op and Ed are in the time terminal, the world map showing time flower locations behind them.
I really don't know if I can handle another surprise today.
Trust me, you're gonna love it.
Wally the Whale dives in through a portal.
Hey, I haven't seen you since what, like 1835? There's so much to talk about!
You two keep going. I'll go get him a glass of water.
Thank you.